So, to start off today.
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about real life English or this podcast, check out our website at reallifebh.com. Oh yeah, what's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, the only English podcast guaranteed to make you more attractive to the opposite sex. My name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is the best way to learn English because it's fun, practical, natural, and you can do it while stuck in traffic, walking your dog, cleaning, cooking, or having sex.
That would be a little bit weird. Especially if it was us. Listen to our own voice.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Our voices aren't that attractive. So I'm joined today in the studio with my co-host, a man whose pets feed him. That's right, the cats in the house. Chad does not need to feed them. They actually feed him.
Yeah, but I'm sick of just eating like old tuna and cat biscuits.
All right, so, yeah, Chad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Trevor. What about you? What are you up to today?
So what does up to mean?
Up to is just another way of saying do or doing, in this case, generally doing.
What are you going to do or what are you doing right now?
If you want to learn more about this, you can see an article I wrote on the Real Life English blog, and it's how to use the present perfect continuous.
Yeah, and I'll link you to that in the show notes.
But so, what are you up to, Trevor?
Yeah, so after this podcast, I'm going to go rock climbing in the great outdoors.
Ooh, what is the great outdoors?
So as opposed to just the outdoors, which could be just outside your house, The great outdoors is going out in nature, going out in the mountains, the forest, or whatnot, and the great outdoors implies that it's beautiful, that it's refreshing, that it's a good adjective to go outside.
It's not like I think it's when you're really deep in nature, right?
Yeah, it's not when you're inside the concrete jungle of the city.
What do you mean by a concrete jungle?
So concrete jungle is commonly used to describe cities because there's so much concrete and asphalt and buildings everywhere that it's a man-made jungle.
Mm-hmm. Any Bob Marley fans would know the famous song, The Concrete Jungle.
Yeah, and also there's a song about New York, about the concrete jungle.
Okay.
With Jay-Z and I think Beyonce?
Oh, yeah, that's Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not as good as Bob Marley.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so if you stick around until the end of this episode, we are going to give you an awesome tip about how to learn English online with this amazing program that guides you through. It kind of starts off with the beginner basic. It's really good for strengthening your English base. I think even if you're an advanced learner, I think it's still good to go through this process.
So what do you mean by English base?
Just maybe ironing out some of these little rules that you kind of forget about.
Okay, what do you mean by ironing out?
Ironing out would mean to just clean it up a little bit and understand it again.
Imagine an iron. You have wrinkly clothes. Mm-hmm. So if you have your clothes all wadded up or crumpled up in a ball on the ground, they get all wrinkled.
Yeah.
And so if you iron it out, you make it all nice and smooth.
Exactly.
And so basically you're saying it's a good structure for grammar. It helps you with grammar.
It helps you a lot with grammar. A lot of my students, they're quite advanced. They can have a very good, fluent conversation, but they still make some errors with some of the basic things. And I put them onto this, and they've really improved. Just these little basic things that you tend to forget as an advanced learner.
Okay, cool. So if you stick around, we'll show you exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the news. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, Mr. Chad, what's going on in the real-life English community?
Well, we are very excited because the party is going to be happening this Saturday, the 8th of June, at Bar Devasa. And some news about the party is that the manager and the owners of the bar have actually offered to make a special dish just for our party.
Nice. What's the dish?
The dish is traditional fish and chips.
Awesome. So these are English chips, right? Not American chips?
Yeah, I guess. Did you say chips in the US?
Chips like potato chips.
Yeah.
Tortilla chips.
Oh, no, no, no. So chips for us would be like what you guys call French fries?
Yes, French fries.
Okay. So that's what chips are for us. And fish. Fish and chips is a typical dish. We eat it a lot in Australia. It's very English as well.
Yeah, it's popular in the States as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we call it fish and chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't call it fish and French fries?
No. It doesn't flow as well.
Yeah. And they're going to make not just chips, but wedges. Do you know what wedges are?
Wedges would be like a orange shape. If you cut an orange into eighths, you have wedges.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very, it looks more like a potato.
Yeah.
And it's thicker. And
I prefer those.
They season it with some like salt and maybe some paprika.
Nice.
So they're going to be doing that. It's the news for the party. And this is going to be this Saturday at Devasa, June the 8th. And for anyone who didn't listen to the last podcast, we are going to be charging 5 heais, which is just to help out with some of our costs for the party. And there's also going to be a consummation fee of 10 heais. So it's going to have some specials there, so your 10 heais is going to go a long way.
Yep.
Okay. And obviously the 5 heais is going to make the party better. And so that's on Saturday, June the 8th. I believe something is happening on June the 9th. Am I right, Trevor?
You are correct. The next day, on Sunday, we'll have another Real Life English yoga. And yoga picnic, I should say. So everybody comes, we do some yoga. Afterwards, we have a little picnic. People bring some fruits. We talk, practice English, make some friends. And if you haven't come before, or if even you have, I recommend coming as soon as you can, because I'm thinking about moving to Rio.
Uh-oh, you're leaving the BH, the egg.
I'm thinking about it. And so, possibly moving to Rio sometime soon, bringing the Real Life English party there. And so I'm just wondering, for those of you who live in Rio, if you have any advice on where to stay. So you can send me an email, trevor@reallifebh.com, if you got any advice for me there.
Oh yeah, Rio baby.
Oh yeah. Okay, so let's move on to shout outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my
heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. So today we have an extra special shout out. And you probably know these guys if you participate in our Facebook community, which at the moment is really active and really vibrant, mainly because of these two guys. And they are Rodrigo Pena from Brazil and Nurula Bati from Turkey. And these two guys have just been made administrators for the Real Life English Facebook community because they have just been stimulating a lot of really good conversations. They've just been making the Facebook community really happening, right?
Yeah, facilitating a lot of English discussions, getting people to help, getting people to practice their English, and making friends with each other.
Yeah, exactly. So if you haven't noticed yet, or if you're not even a member of our Facebook community, get on there, because these guys are giving us some really good information. They're starting a lot of really cool conversations. For example, I remember Rodrigo last week, he posted a question that was something like, do you think that all cultures are the same? Are we all different? How, you know, trying to really stimulate that more of a deeper kind of conversation as well.
Awesome. Cool. And we'll link you to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's move on to the question. I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone. So the question for today is, what is the difference between bring versus take?
Oh, this old chestnut.
What do you mean by chestnut?
This is an expression, when we say this old chestnut, It
makes it's a British expression.
Is it British?
I've never heard of it.
Okay. So when I say this, I mean it is something that has been a problem in the past, and I'm kind of used to explaining this.
Okay.
It's a very common error in English.
For native speakers, mess this up.
Yeah, true. So the difference between bring and take. So the difference here is that take is when you are going away from the main subject, or the place in this case. And bring is when you are coming in the direction of that place. So let's say Trevor has moved to Rio de Janeiro, and I'm going to go visit him, and he might say to me,
"Hey Chad, why don't you bring your guitar and we can jam?"
Okay, exactly. So because I am here in Belo Horizonte, he said, "Why don't you bring it? I'm going towards him." But if I was referring to Justin, who's here in Belo Horizonte, I can say, "Hey man, I'm going to take my guitar because I'm going there from here." Sweet.
Okay, so let's move on to the expressions.
Oh yeah.
Do we have a theme for this week?
The theme for this week is resistance.
Okay.
Very relaxed resistance.
Very loose theme.
Very loose, yes. What do you mean by loose in this case?
Loose as in not very strict.
Sweet. So the expressions that are loosely related to resistance this week are to hold someone back, to cave in, to sweep under the carpet, to let it slide, and to quit while you're ahead.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. So, hold someone back. What does that mean, Trevor?
So, I remember recently talking about this to one of my students in class, and when I think of hold someone back, I think of the cliche, this one guy is really mad at someone else, and he wants to fight him, and he stands up, and puts his arms out, and he says, "Hold me back! Hold me back!"
Yeah, so it's kind of like to avoid like physically holding the man back so he doesn't have a fight with someone, right?
Yeah, and so he does it. He wants to act tough and he wants his friends to hold him back so he doesn't actually get into a fight.
Yeah, and he wants to look like he wants to get into the fight. Yeah,
he just wants to look like a tough guy.
Yeah.
And so we use this figuratively to mean, for example, say your girlfriend is underachieving, she's not doing much in life, and she's not really inspiring you. You can say that she's holding you back.
So she's stopping you from going forward, which would be kind of like the opposite, right? To go forward.
Yes.
To proceed.
Or you can say inspiring you could be the opposite of holding you back.
Okay. Sweet. Cool. So that is to hold back, figurative and kind of literally, with stopping someone from fighting. Okay. This next one. We had a few problems with this one. I actually received a personal message from someone saying, "I still didn't understand this." So I'm going to try to explain it perfectly here. The next one is to cave in. And I used an example on the word of the day, the image of a negotiation. So on the word of the day image, I gave the example of me saying, "I really didn't want to sell my old car, but when the guy offered me $10,000, I caved in." So what does that mean?
It kind of means that you are resisting something, and then some either thought in your head or external factor makes you change your mind.
It's kind of like you become weak and you end up doing that, like, "Ah, I caved in."
Right. And so the literal definition of a cave-in is when you have a cave, usually for mining, so you dig a big hole in the ground, and it doesn't have enough support, and so the cave collapses, and people inside, like, usually die. And so you can think about this figuratively, meaning that you have your cave or your argument, but it's not very strong, and then it just gets overwhelmed, and you lose the argument or your position.
Yeah. To cave in. You caved in recently? You being a vegan, do you ever cave in with like some temptations to eat stuff?
Well, I have a rule, you could say, that I usually eat cheese about once a month.
Okay.
And so I'm not super hardcore strict, but you could say once a month I cave in.
So I think I saw you eating chocolate the other day as well, right?
Dark chocolate doesn't have anything in it.
Okay. Doesn't have milk?
Dark chocolate generally does not, no.
Okay. There you go. Learn something every day. Sweet. So caving, hopefully you guys understood that now. It's to kind of lose your ground, right? And just you can't resist any longer. Caved in. Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is to sweep something under the carpet. I would usually say under the rug.
Under the rug. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think I can say both as well.
All right, so what does that mean, Chad?
So if you think about this literally, to sweep something under the carpet or the rug, whatever. Let's say you're cleaning your house and there's some dirt and you're too kind of lazy to pick up the dirt and throw it in the bin or something like this. So you just like sweep it, which is with the broom, you sweep it under the carpet so no one can see it.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
Yeah, pretend like it doesn't exist, but it is.
Yeah.
So this is commonly done. I'm sure I'm not the only one guilty of this, but if I drop a piece of food, maybe an ice cube, I'll just kick it under the fridge.
That's you that does that. Okay, that could be another expression, to kick it under the fridge.
Yeah, same kind of idea.
But okay, so why do you kick it under the fridge?
Because I'm too lazy to
explain yourself.
And so no one can see it. And so this is used, so the figurative definition of this is just when you want to pretend like something isn't there. Mm-hmm. And so instead of dealing with your problems, you just sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not dealing with your problems, you're just avoiding them. And you still know that they're there as well.
You just hope nobody else notices.
Exactly. So it'd be a negative way of dealing with problems,
mm-hmm.
to just sweep it under the carpet. Many politicians do this.
Yeah, very common. The politics.
Yep. Okay. So that is to sweep it under the rug or carpet. We don't have carpet in the house, so we just have to kick it under the fridge.
Or the couch.
Or the couch, okay. Yeah. All right. The next one is to let it slide. Let it slide. What does slide mean?
So slide is like a little toy they have at playgrounds, so like those little structures, jungle gym type thing with kids go to play at, and slide is a...
It's like a slippery surface that you can go down.
And yeah, you sit on and you just kind of...
You see this at fun parks, a water slide, you know, when you're at the top of you're at the top of it and you go down all the way into the water.
Yeah, and so instead of like walking or rolling, the other option is to slide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's both a noun and a verb. And usually when you go down slides, or when you slide down slides,
say,
wee!
We did that recently with some other action. To swing,
yeah.
On a swing. All right. So, what does the expression mean to let it slide?
So, it means the same thing as let it go.
Okay.
And they're similar, at least. And let it slide means just don't worry too much about it. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to hold on to it to make something into a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it slide. So, for example, if I come to one of our meetings late and Chad says to me,
"Hey man, you're late."
I say, "Hey, don't worry about it, just let it slide."
Yeah. You're asking for a concession.
What do you mean by concession?
It's like, this time just don't like yell at me or don't like hold me accountable.
Right.
And then next time this time don't worry about it, but next time you can, kind of thing. I remember one time when I was in Australia, I was driving that old car that I talked about actually existed. I used to have an old Beetle. And one time I got pulled over by a policeman and he said, I should probably, check around your car because it doesn't look too roadworthy.
What does that mean?
Roadworthy means that it's safe enough or good enough to drive on the actual road.
Yeah, in public.
In public. My car was falling apart. But he said, "Hey, I really like Volkswagen, so I'm just going to let it slide."
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So he didn't give me a ticket or...
Cool. All right. So the last one for today is to quit while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead. Okay, so that just quit is like another expression for quit is to give up. Mm-hmm. And to quit while you're ahead just means that if you're winning, if you're doing really well, if you're successful now, but you're not too sure about the future, stop now.
Yeah, before you lose.
Before you lose. Popular in sport.
Also in gambling.
Gambling, you're
very
right.
Popular because gambling, the odds are that eventually you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. So if you have a lot of money, then it's best to quit while you're ahead.
Exactly.
Quit while you're winning.
Okay.
That's good. Cool, so that does it for the expressions. Let's move on to the quick tips, tricks, and or funny joke section. Alright, Jen, so what's our quick tip for today?
Okay, so like I mentioned at the start of this podcast, we have a tip for ironing out your basic English skills. So, today's tip is Duolingo. Duolingo is a language learning program that you go through, you kind of unlock different stages. And right now I'm doing it with Spanish and it's really cool. Like you just go through some basic phrases first. Sometimes it will tell you the phrase in whatever language you're learning and you have to write it in your native language. Mm-hmm. And then you keep progressing through different levels. So it starts off with some basic grammar stuff. For example, if it's English, it's like verb to be, simple tenses, and it goes on to some past tenses. And you gotta keep passing the stages. You have a certain amount of lives. And it's just a fun way to practice your basic English skills.
Cool. So it's kind of like a game?
It has a game essence to it, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool.
So you can check that out, Duolingo, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, so let's move on to the joke.
What do you got for us today, funny man?
So the joke for today is, since we mentioned politics, I'll give you a joke about politics. So if you look at politics, the way it's spelled, you can separate them into two parts. You have the prefix poly and the suffix tix. And so poly is the opposite of mono, and mono means one, poly means many. And so tix is another word for a parasite. And so the name politics or polytics literally means many parasites.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of even funnier because a tick is a parasite that you kind of really notice at first and it starts like sucking your blood and it slowly gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and so that's where the name politics comes from.
Yeah.
It's been scientifically proven. Alright, so that about does it for today's podcast. What song are we playing them out with today, Chad?
Today we're going to play you guys out with a folky song, folk music. And the band is called Mumford & Sons. The song is Little Lion Man.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cool, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community. Don't be shy, we've got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com/podcasts. And get 10 free exclusive podcasts with transcripts when you join. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Rate yourself and rape yourself. Take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. deny, my dear.
Duo, right? Duo.
Why are you giving like a Portuguese pronunciation?
Duo, say duo.
Duo.
Duo?
Yeah.
I'll say duo.
Is that Portuguese or Australian?
I think it's Australian. I can't remember. anyway,